things are correct. It's fine for now. Anyway, toss one. The Bletchley Park codebreaker Peter Hilton created an acclaimed text of this type over a 5-hour span while lying in bed as part of a competition organized by Alfred North Whitehead's nephew. In 1614, the poet John Taylor wrote the earliest one of these texts credited to a specific English author. Lee Mercer was a prolific creator of these texts and wrote what is probably the most famous one. A 224-word text of this type was written by the comedian Dimitri Martin for a fractal geometry class. An annual award for these texts is called the Simmies. One of these, the most famous of these texts could be interpreted as describing Napoleon's state of mind before his first exile, while another could...
Like, they're palindromes?
Yeah, oh,
yeah. 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 That's my
thought.
I challenge Will to make that toss of a palindrome. Toss of two. Adrian Piper's use of this technique in the mid-1960s inspired paintings like Self-Portrait from the Inside Out. In the 1950s, an anonymous artist used this technique to create a series of 9 self-portrait drawings over the...
Like cross-dressing?
No. Over the course of 8 hours, equipped with an activity box full of pencils and crayons. The graphic designer Storm Thurgerson is one of many famous people who were introduced to this technique by Michael Hollingshed. Among the artists who have credited this technique with influencing their style are R. Crumb and Keith Haring. The psychologist Oscar Janiger pointed out similarities between art done by schizophrenics and art done using this technique, which was evangelized to people like Charles Mingus and William S. Burroughs by a psychologist who advised turn on, tune in, drop out. But at points, Timothy Leary inspired many artists with his advocacy of taking what hallucinogenic?
LSD.
Yes.
Thanks.
I'm sure the summit is similar.
LSD with Burroughs, that much better. Missing something.
Yeah, toss up three. This character has an eating disorder in a Karen Finley book in which he is unplugged. A parody of Wayne C. Booth named Harvey C. Window is one of the fake literary critics who analyzed this character in a satirical Frederick Cruz book titled For This Character's Perplex. This character represents the concept of the uncarved block whose original...
Winnie the Pooh?
Power.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
I got a power.
That's good. Yeah, it does eventually. Plus a four. A photograph commonly named for one of these objects originally appeared in an article on its 76-year-old subject's enthusiasm for nature cures. One of these objects appears in the left foreground of a painting of a mythological scene, which was long thought to be a genre scene and whose background included a tapestry copy of Titian's Rape of Europa. Bees centering on these devices were so frequent in the lead-up to the Revolutionary War that the Daughters of the American Revolution adopted one of these devices as an insignia. A man reads newspaper clippings and a photo titled for one of these devices that was reprinted in a multi-page tribute in a magazine after the subject's 1948 assassination. For note points, what device titles...
That seems wrong. A spinning wheel?
That's right.
Yeah. Nice.
Figured out we got assassinated in 48.
Yeah, good.
Toss up five. An autobiography with this adjective in the title recounts a childhood episode in which the author planted seeds in her mouth so that they would grow into a beautiful garden on her face. A product name for this adjective was repackaged in many forms, including bath sponges and a chlorophyll-infused version. This adjective modifies radiance in the name of a product line advertised with Botticelli-esque paintings by Salvador Dali, a frequent
operator. Adjective?
Oh,
that's not right.
Chupa.
What?
Chupa.
No. that product line's creator. As you might have learned in Categories 4, a bottle inspired by Mae West's torso was used to package a perfume named for this adjective. A color name for this adjective was the signature color of an Italian rival of Coco Chanel. For 10 points in this adjective, which describes a bright shade of pink used by Elsa Schiaparelli.
Shocking.
That's shocking.
Toss up six. In the essay Poetry and Grammar, the author of this book calls it an attempt to mean names without naming them, just as Shakespeare described the forest of Arden without naming the things that make a forest. This book's first poem, which ends with the sentence, "The difference is spreading," is often taken as this book's mission statement. The description of an arrangement in a system to pointing in this book's poem, A Crafe That Is a Blind Glass, is sometimes cited as a reference to Cuba's painting. The title of its poetry collection is often interpreted as a description of nipples. Sections
Tinder buttons.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
Toss up seven. An architect with this surname won MIT's first Guy Lau traveling fellowship to study in Rome, and formed Oregon's longest-running architecture firm with Lazarus and Folahue. An activist with this married surname coined the term video nasties and showed MPs a supercut of the grisliest scenes from The Evil Dead in 1983. That activist with this surname also tried to get Howard Brenton's play The Romans in Britain banned and founded the National Viewers and Listeners Association. Dan Parisi operated thisname.com as a porn site until his kid was old enough to attend kindergarten. Most people were looking for thisname.gov, which
White House.
10 points.
Yeah.
I don't
like
For 10 points, give the surname of the junior Rhode Island Senator Sheldon, whose hypothetical election as president would cause a lot of confusion over a surname being a metonym for the president.
Matt Jackson still work for Sheldon
Whitehouse. He
does, I think. Tosby. A painting of these people inspired the novel People in the Room by the Argentinian author Nora Lang. A painting attributed to Edmund Landseer and discovered by accident in 2017 may depict these people. These people were accompanied by a man brandishing a gun in a lost painting known as the Gun Group. Elizabeth Gaskell linked the fact that the eldest of these people lived the longest to the fact that the eldest of them is separated from the others in an iconic...
So these are the Bronte siblings?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All four of them.
10. Also, in a novel with this adjective in the title, the hacker Q implements a cyber attack that replaces Google Earth images of Buenos Aires with doctored photos representing the city's history. Rosa Ostrich is obsessed with developing Augusto Garcia Roxler's theory of egoic transmission in that Pola Oloxirac novel titled Four Theories of This Type. A novel with this adjective in the title ends with the question, what's outside the window, followed by a dashed rectangle, and includes a ridiculous sword fight on a beach between a poet and a literary critic. That novel with this adjective in the title is about
Savage.
10.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Toss up 10. Note to players, either the original language phrase or English translation are acceptable. This four-word phrase provides the title of Jack Kerouac's final essay, in which he asks how he could possibly spawn Allen Ginsberg. Hippolyte regrets using this phrase as the epigraph to his manifesto, A Necessary Explanation, in Dostoevsky's The Idiot. The first part of this phrase titles a 2006 song that quotes an untitled Boris Pasternak poem set in February. The chorus of that Regina Spektor song repeats this phrase's English translation and French original. In Capital, Marx claimed that this phrase was the watchword of every capitalist and of every capitalist nation. The plural version of this phrase is sometimes attributed to Madame de Pompadour, who is said to have uttered it after the Battle of...
Let them eat cake.
No. After the Battle of Rossbach. For 10 points, what four-word phrase of indifferent nihilism is usually attributed to Louis XV? No, it's after us the deluge.
After me.
Or various equivalents. Mm-hmm. Toss up 11. These are the first title entities of a massive book on the concept of progress in evolutionary biology by Michael Bruce. Thomas Reed wrote that because a person is one of these things, the identity of a person is a perfect identity. A hieroglyphic one of these things is an esoteric symbol that looks kind of like a one-eyed alien designed by John Dee. A book name for these things compares portions of matter to gardens full of plants and ponds full of fishes, and notes in its 69th section that confusion arises from seeing a swarm of fish without distinguishing the individual fish. Each of these things is a mirror of the universe, according to a book which also uses the term entelechies for these things and says that they have no windows. But I'm these
monads.
Ten. In a play by this author, a girl reads a battered biography of Bill Clinton to the other main characters, who refer to Monica Lewinsky as wife number two. The arrival of Auntie Anne, who wants to perform the Aurora ceremony to negotiate a dowry, alarms her sister Marvelous in this author's play Familiar. In a play by this author, a stark light illuminating a bullet-riddled shack signals the arrival of an unseen character called the CO, a rebel officer during the Second Liberian Civil War. The first Broadway production, whose cast and creative team consisted entirely of black women, was a 2016 play by this author starring Lupita Nyong'o, titled Eclipsed. Brennan Points Simmons, playwright, who also played Michonne on The Walking Dead and Okoye in Black Panther.
Guerrera?
Yes.
Nice.
10 points. All right, score is 100 to 0 at the half.
Nice.
I mean, you should blame your coach.
Yeah, he's a little different.
Yeah, coach. We
have you been trying anymore, coach?
We literally have 0 points, coach.
0 points?
This is your problem. This is your fault.
2013. One of these objects dominates the foreground just before Meryl Streep's character, Hannah, walks toward the water in the first scene of The French Lieutenant's Woman. These objects are seen in both the opening credits of A Moment of Innocence and the end credits of She's Gotta Have It. Sidney Pollack's failure to use these objects caused the release of his Aretha Franklin concert film Amazing Grace to be delayed for decades. One of these items is held in front of a large painting in the very first image from the metafictional long take that opens Robert Altman's The Player. These objects, which have the letters M-O-S written on them when there is no... Yes.
All right,
toss 14. In a novel which ends with this historical event, a writer who often visits Christ's grave obsessively watches a cop show whose main...
So it's the, well, the election of Donald Trump.
Toss up 15. This letter is undotted when it is slurred or elided in the passage about a philosophy-obsessed character whose horse was as lean as a rake, as quoted in the section of on versification in the Riverside edition of a certain poet's work. This letter is pronounced in a word meaning young, but unpronounced in a word meaning sun, in a line mentioning tender shoots that have been given new life by Zephyrus. In Chaucer's poetry, this letter is generally silent before a word starting with a vowel or an H and pronounced elsewhere. At the end of words in French poetry, this vowel is often called unstable because it can either be pronounced or unpronounced for metrical reasons. For 10 points, name this letter, which is sometimes written with an accent to indicate that words like winged should...
E.
Yes. Toss up 16. In Glory Road, Robert Heinlein notes that anyone who has studied math knows that this property is possible in theory, explaining why Rudolph's fold box has this unusual property. Upon discovering an instance of this property, a character calls his estranged brother Tom, who double-checks his work. By drilling through some walls, that character discovers an instance of this unusual property, which his partner Karen Green refuses to accept. A title card saying 1/4 inch accompanies the discovery of this unusual property in a fictional documentary.
So the idea is that the house is of different dimensions on the inside and the outside.
Yeah. Okay. 10 points.
That's House of Leaves, actually.
That is House of Leaves.
I assume that's what Will means by dimensional transcendence.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what that means.
Yeah.
It's big on the inside and small on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, that's the exact answer they wanted. But
okay.
What you gave to the fire. 17. According to many scholars, the first group to advocate this idea was Cell 16, founded by Roxanne Dunbar. An anthology on this idea was edited by Julia Penelope and Sarah Hoagland, who distinguished between subcultures and communities to argue for this idea. The Combahe River Collective statement rejects this idea for negating the facts of class and race.
Afro-pessimism?
Nope. Criticizing its fractionalization and biological determinism. This idea was advocated by the Furies Collective, who lived in a house in D.C. and counted Rita Mae Brown among their members. The far more noxious male and an analog of this feminist idea is called MGTOW, or Men Going Their Own Way. Defiance, name this idea that women, particularly lesbians, should live apart from men. Toss up 18. In a 1998 piece, this action was performed naked by the androgynous persona of an artist who is known for making paintings of his own face attached to the bodies of babies. Another artist performed this action topless amidst a series of H.A. Schultz sculptures in a 2001 performance. Models performed this action in Karl Lagerfeld's 2007 show for Fendi, which featured Fendi's logo being projected onto nearby mountains. Years of negotiations with the government were required to obtain permission to perform this action for a piece that took place over 90 days. That piece was titled The Lovers and was inspired by comparisons of a certain location to a dragon.
So this is like walking on the Great Wall of China.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Toss up 19. A bassist must perform this action while simultaneously playing their instrument in Tom Johnson's piece.
It's like reading a thing aloud.
Yep.
Failing. It's a very good thing.
Plus, 20. In a story named for this type of event, aliens kill off all life on Earth except for a few specimens to display in a zoo, but Walter tricks them by convincing them to pet a poisonous snake. Another story named for this type of event, the narrator complains, "I bet things like this never happened to Amos Oz or David Grossman when he's held hostage by armed men who demand that he tell them a story." A sci-fi story by Frederick Brown begins with a standalone two-sentence story about one of these events, whose first sentence is, "The last man on Earth sat alone in a room."
Like a knock at the door?
Yes.
Oh, nice. That's good. Nice
job. Toss up 21. Character from this country who despises his rich and successful sister, sits in an iron chair and enumerates the reasons he hates this country while deciding whether to go on vacation in Palma. At the end of a novel, the narrator runs through this country's capital, simultaneously loving and hating it. After fleeing an artistic dinner held to honor an actor who has just performed in The Wild Duck, this country's press leaked quotes from a 1988 play that were critical of this country, sparking an uproar at the premiere that may have hastened the author's death from assisted suicide 3 months later. In his will, that author prohibited any performances of his play.
Austria?
Yeah, 10 points. Toss of 22. A film in this series opens with a reverse motion sequence of an attack on a ship, followed by a forward motion replay of the same sequence after the protagonist summarizes the events of the previous films. In a possible nod to Psycho, the protagonist of the series is introduced with a close-up of her eye as she wakes up naked in a marble bathtub. Critics like Ignatiev Vishnevetsky have emphasized the way that characters in this series are constantly trying to escape from cavernous locations, such as the underwater facility in the fifth film. The fifth film in the series was championed by many vulgar auteurist critics over The Master, which was released on the same day by a director with the same first and last name as the creator of this series.
Resident Evil.
10.
Oh, yeah.
Good
job.
Toss of 23. This person is the subject of Durs Grubbein's epic poem On Snow. A character whose name is a reference to this person is told, "Be faithful, go," at the end of an envoy published in 1973, and also appeared in many poems in the collection Report from a Besieged City. This person calls Galileo a vile old Copernican lead-swinging son of a sutler, or maybe lead-swinging, in a monologue in which he complains, "By the brother's boot, it stinks fresh." This person is referred to by his title, Seigneur de Perron, in a poem in which he demands to be served eggs that are between 8 and 10 days old. Same as
Descartes.
10.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's
horoscope. Yeah. Nice.
Fuck.
And last also. These objects, which are called the Lady's Favorite in the emblem book Sinopopen, appear in a number of Jan Steen paintings, including in the very bottom left of the sick woman. One of these objects is partially hidden at the bottom of a painting in which a man with a fur hat holds out a handful of coins by candlelight. In a Dutch Golden Age painting, the placement of these objects relative to a woman's skirt was a pictorial code for the women's marital status, as seen in paintings like Judith Leicester's The Proposition. Near where a painted over clothes basket was originally placed, one of these objects sits in front of some Delft's tiles depicting Cupid and a man with a pole in a painting from the 1650s. Pinepoint's name this type of object that sits on the floor behind the title servant and Vermeer's the milkmaid.
Pale?
No. This time these are foot warmers. I did not notice those until I saw this toss up and went in the painting. Like, oh, okay. All right, 41.75.
Good game.
All right, thanks everyone for playing. Yeah.